3 days before he was scheduled to depart D.C. for the convention in Denver, Aaron Lake arrived at Langley for lunch with the director. It was to be a joyful occasion, the conquering candidate once again thanking the genius who'd asked him to run. His acceptance speech had been written for a month, but Teddy had a few suggestions he wanted to discuss. He was escorted to Teddy's office, where the old man was waiting under his quilt, as always. He looked so pale and tired, Lake thought. The aides vanished, and the door was closed.
"This election belongs to you, Mr. Lake," Teddy said. "You'll win by 15 points.
Lake listened hard. "That's quite a margin.
You're up slightly in the polls. Next month, the vice president will be up. It will go back and forth until the middle of October. Then there will be a nuclear situation that will terrify the world. And you, Mr. Lake, will become the Messiah."
The prospect frightened even the Messiah.
"A war?"
Lake asked quietly.
"No. There will be casualties, but they won't be Americans. Natty Chinkoff will get the blame, and the good voters of this republic will flock to the polls. You could win by as much as 20 points.
Lake breathed deeply. He wanted to ask more questions, even perhaps object to the bloodshed. But it would be futile. Whatever terror Teddy had planned for October was already in the works. There was nothing Lake could say or do to stop it.
"Keep beating the same drum, Mr. Lake. The same message. The world is about to become a lot crazier. And we have to be strong to protect our way of life. Keep preaching the same message."
"Oh, I will."
"Good," Teddy said,
and closed his eyes for a moment, as if he needed a quick nap. Then he opened them and said,
"Now, on an entirely different topic, I'm a little curious about your plans once you get to the White House."
Lake was puzzled, and his face showed it.
Teddy continued the ambush. "You need a partner. A first lady. One young enough to have children. It's been a long time since we had children in the White House, Mr. Lake."
You must be kidding. Lake was flabbergasted.
"I like this Jane Cordell on your staff. She's 38, smart, articulate, quite pretty, though she needs to drop 15 pounds. I think she'd make a fine first lady."
Lake cocked his head to one side and was suddenly angry. He wanted to lash out at Teddy, but for the moment words failed him. He managed to mumble,
"Have you lost your mind?"
"We know about Ricky,"
Teddy said very coolly, with his eyes penetrating Lake's. The wind was sucked out of Lake's lungs, and as he exhaled, he said,
"Oh my God."
He studied his feet for a moment, his entire body frozen in shock. To make matters worse, Teddy handed over a sheet of paper. Lake took it, and instantly recognized it as a copy of his last note to Ricky. "Dear Ricky, I think it's best if we end our correspondence. I wish you well in your rehab. Sincerely, Al."